Okay, we are on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The hope is that we'll do Daf Nun today, and then next week we will get closer, hopefully, to definitely do Daf Nun Aleph, maybe even Nun Aleph Nun Beis to be totally caught up. But okay, so we're on the top, close to the top of Nun Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3 lines from the top. Gemara says the following. We were just talking before about, Talmidei Chachamim, who were, didn't have a lot of money, etc., sacrificed for Torah. So Gemara's going to give more examples of stories like that. Rabbi Kiva, Iskachis Lei, Breite, Kaba Savua. So Rabbi Kiva became engaged to the daughter of Kaba Savua, Shama Kaba Savua. And Kaba Savua heard about it. Adra Hana Mikol Nechse. And he said that he took a nether, basically, that she cannot get any benefit from any of the things that belong to him. So Azav is Nasiba Lei Bisifsa. And nevertheless, she then went ahead and married Rabbi Kiva in the winter. Havaganu Beitivna. And because of they were so poor, they would sleep on a bed of straw. In a shed that was made out of straw. Hava menake le tivna bin mazia, and Rabbi Kiva would take straw out of his wife's hair. So Amarla, and he said, "If I could, remina leich Yerushalayim de dahava, I would give you a Jerusalem of gold. The Jerusalem of gold was like a type of jewelry that people would wear." So as Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Navi came. And came like as if he was a regular person. V'kakari abava, and he called at the door. Amalehu, and he said, Havuli porta tetivna, give me a little bit of straw. The yaldas itzi veleis li meidam laguna, because my wife had a baby, and I don't have anything to help her lie down on. So Amalah Rabbi Kiva in the say. So Rabbi Kiva said to his wife, Chaze gavra. So now you see, we thought we're poor. This guy's even poorer than us. He doesn't even have a straw to lay down on. So Amrlei, so she said, Zil Havi Beirav, go to learn. So also Tarte Stray Shanin Kameh the Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Kiva went. These are stories you've probably heard before. This is where they come from. Rabbi Kiva went and learned for 12 years in front of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Lemishlam. Tarat Yisrael Shadon, at the end of those 12 years, Ka'as Lebeisa, he came home. Shama min acharei beisa, and he heard someone behind the house, to Ka'ar Malay, La Chad Rosh Lebeisu, that a person was saying to his wife, Shapra Aver Leich Avuch, your father was right. I mean, when he said, kicked you out of the house and kicked you out, didn't give you any possessions, etc., he did the right thing. So you shouldn't marry this guy, basically, who's abandoned you and left for 12 years. First of all, your husband isn't isn't the same as you. Because he's not, the Ram points out, he's not from a distinguished family. Va'od shafkach armalus chayos kol shanin, and more than that, he left you like a widow for all this time. So Amrlei, so she responds, itzayis ledili. If he would listen to me, Lehavi Tartis Rishonin Achronaisa. So he'd stay learning for another twelve years. So Amr, so Kiva said, he heard this. He said, not to her, he said to himself, Hovi Yahvisli Rishusa, she's giving me permission how to do this. So I'm gonna go back. So Hadr Azo. So he went back to learn, he went back to Yeshiva. Didn't even see her, he didn't stop in and say hello. So Havi Tartis Rishonin Achronaisa, and now another 12 years go by. So he comes back home and he has 24,000 pairs of students. We know Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 pairs of students. So Nafuk Kule Amala Ape, everyone out to see him. And his wife also went to see him. So Amala Hurashia, that same nasty person, said to her, and like, where are you going? So Amrlei, she said to him, "Yodei tzadik nefesh behemto, a righteous person knows the nefesh of his animal." The implication is that she was wearing, she didn't have nice clothing, so he's going to be, embarrassing her. And she's saying, what do you mean? Like, even a tzaddik knows even what his animal needs, chal v'chomer for his wife. So so she came to see him. But the Talmidim were pushing her away, unfortunately. Rabbi Kiva said to them, Hanichula, like, what are you doing? Shali v'shalachem shalahu, right? A famous line. He says, what are you doing? Get out of her way. This everything that I have and everything that you have belongs to her. So Shama Kaba Savua, so Kaba Savua heard, you know, that this this whole story that this great Talmid Chacham is showing up. So Asli v'ichal anidre, so he came and asked Rabbi Kiva to be Matar Neder for him, basically. V'ishtri v'ishtri. And he was released from the vow, and Rabbi Kiva now was allowed to, you know, make use of his resources. We should note that the Gemara in Ksubas actually describes, like, the real conversation here, that he came to Rabbi Kiva not knowing who he was, and so he says to him, you know, and asked him, Antonella, and Rabbi Kiva basically says to him, like, would you have taken this neder if you knew that this person she was marrying, your daughter was marrying, would become, like, a great person? He goes, oh, if you would just learn a Mishnah or a Halacha. So he says to him, it's me. I'm the person. And he, like, you know, falls to his feet and is kissing him and whatever. So the Gemara here doesn't explain the whole story here. But that's exactly what, that's what happens there. Okay, so it continues the story. Minshis Milei. Yat Rabbi Kiva. So from there are six ways that Rabbi Kiva became wealthy, you know, after this. Min Kaba Savua, from his father-in-law, Kaba Savua, min Ayala de Sfinza, from the head of a hart on the ship. What does that mean? The Kosvinza Avdin Le Min Eina, because every single, you know, every boat had a, you know, something like this, like, you know, like a symbol, you know, on the, like, on the front of the ship. That looked like, you know, there was like some type of, you know, the Mefarish says, you know, Osin, Osin Lahen, Min Oso Inyan Sha'il, like, you know, they had like some type of like, looked like a ram or something on the front of the ship. Okay, so what does that mean? So Zimna Chada in Shuha, Akef Yama, one time the sailors actually left it on the shore by accident, they forgot about it. Asahu Ashkeche, and Rabbi Kiva came along and he found it and it was very expensive. So he became wealthy from this thing. Okay, what's the third one? Umin Gavze Min Gavza, and from a treasure chest. The Zimna Khari Yaiv Arba Zuze Laspunai. For one time Rabbi Kiva gave 4 zoos to a sailor, Amalahu, and he said to them, Aisili Maidam, bring me something, you know, I'll give you this. Give me something in return. And they found, didn't find anything except for some chest, you know, some type of box on the shore. So I see Alei, and so they brought it to him. So Amalei, Avid Marana Alei, you can use this. Yishtakach to have a malai dinari, and it turned out they didn't know there was a lot of gold coins inside, and he became rich. Okay. So how did that happen? The Zimna Chada Tavas Sfinsa Demin Shukisa, because one time there was a boat that belonged to Demin Shukisa, like you know, some type of traders who own it, and it sank. Vakule Iska Hava Machis Bahu Gaivza, and all the, you know, the money from these people have been placed in that box. Vishtakach Bahu Zimna, and then it was found, you know, by the sailors. And the point being, there was, you know, someone had put money away, and then it was, you know, they had found it. Okay. Here's Gemara, how else did he become rich? Min Matrunisa, there was a certain you know, a wealthy woman who through whom he became wealthy. So the Rana explains, what does this mean? Pam achas hutzruchu, it's the long last run on the page. Pam achas hutzruchu Rabbi Kiva tamid of Mos. One time they needed money. V'holchu eitzah matronisa, and they went to this, you know, noblewoman. So Amrulo. So she said to them, the Rabbi Kiva, Hareni malva oscha v'tiyah ata lova. V'akadosh baruch hu v'yam Aravin Badavar. She said, I'll lend you money and you'll be the borrower, and Hashem and the sea will be the guarantors. So Kavala Zman Lipiron. He set up a time to pay her back. And when he came to pay her back, she went to the shore. She says, you know that Rabbi Kiva is sick and he's not able to pay back. You'll be responsible. And at that time, the daughter of the Caesar became like unwell psychologically, and she took some type of chest of beautiful diamonds and rubies or whatever, and gold, and threw it into the yam. Bayam hiviyaso, but Malcolm Shahisa osa machinis, and the yam like carried it to that woman. Yosheva Sasab, who's sitting on the shore. She took that and she walked away, meaning she didn't have to pay her back because she got this like miraculous amount of money that like showed up, washed up on shore to her. So Rabbi Kiva got better. And he came to her. Most of the other men to pay her back. The piron chov to pay back. To Amrlo, Chazarti Eitzal Ariv. Who para? Kol achov. She said, what do you mean? I went to the Ariv. I went to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he paid it up. Vahalach, and he showed it there, and she showed it to him. Masha Nasanli Yoser, and we also mamon Sheikh Zirolo, Nis Asir Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva came rich from. And the point also is that there was extra money that she gave him. So he became, so from all this, now I have to pay back, and there are extra money, etc. That's how he became wealthy. Okay, fine. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Umin Ishto Shel Tunis Rufus, and from the wife of Tunis Rufus. There's another way they became wealthy. So the Ron explains this, the first one on the top of the page, and I'm base. What happened? Shai Rabbi Kiva mekapcho bekray b'fnei Kesar, that he would Rabbi Kiva would argue with he would debate Tunis Rufus in front of the Caesar. Mekantro b'dvarim, he would best him, and he would actually a little bit make fun of him while he was doing it. So b'ham achas bala beso sar v'sav. So one day Tunis Rufus came home very upset. So Amalah Ishtam Yhima Panecha Zoafin, why are you so upset? His wife said. So Amalah, Rabbi Kiva, Shemekanta Rasi, I can't handle Rabbi Kiva. He was always, getting me back. But Choyom Midvarim. So Amalah Eloheim Shal Elu Sone Zimahu. So she says, well, their God hates inappropriate behavior. Tainli Rishus, but Achsha so, but Devar Ver. So she says, so let me try to get him, to be involved with me in something, in an inappropriate relationship. So Nas and La Rishus, so he allowed her, but Niskashta, so she got all dressed up. Vahalchala, Eitz Rabbi Kiva, she went to Rabbi Kiva, to try to get him to get involved with her. So Kishira Rabbi Kiva, Osa, when Rabbi Kiva saw her, Rak Sacha Kubacha, so he started to cry. So Amrlo, Ma Inun, Hanach plus Mulin. Sorry, he did three things when he saw her. So he ruk shachak v'bacha, right? So he spit in front of her, and he laughed and he cried. So she says to my inin hanach plus Mulin. What are these three things you did? So Amrla shlay mefarish shlishi lo mefarish. He says I'll explain two. I won't explain three. Third, rakakti al shabasa mitipas rucha. So I spat because you came from a tiny nothing. Bachisi al hai shufra de bali ba'ara. Meaning that your beauty, that one day it's gonna rot in the ground eventually. Fushachak, and he laughed. Shetzafa baruch hakodesh shasida li sgar linase lo v'loretzo lodia. So and he laughed because he saw, that eventually she was going to convert to become a Jew, and that they would get married. But this he didn't want to tell her. Okay? So, Amar lo, klum yesh chashuva. Sorry, tshuva. Right? She said, is there anybody I can do tshuva? I mean, she realized, she's, in front of this amazing person, and he's not responding to her, trying to get him interested in her. and she sees like how powerful he is, and she's like, you know what? And she starts to think by herself, like, maybe I can do tshuva. So Amrla, hey, yeah. She went ahead and she converted. Venisa sold Rabbi Kiva. So she actually went ahead and she married Rabbi Kiva and then ended up making a lot of money from her. But so he explains. So the bottom line is that's how he eventually became wealthy, because he ended up marrying him eventually. Fine. And what's the other case? I mean, Ketir Bar Shalom. Another story of Ketir Bar Shalom. Ketir Bar Shalom was a Roman who stood up basically for the Jews against the Romans, ended up sort of like converting before he died, and he declared all of his possessions belonged to Rabbi Akiva before he passed away. That's next story. Okay. Rav Gamda Yoiv Arba Zuzim L'Sfunai. So Rav Gamda once gave four Zuzim to some sailors. L'Asuyeh Behon Medam. In order that they should again bring back something, it's a stimulus to Rabbi Akiva, to bring something in exchange. They didn't find anything. So meaning like they left, they went on a trip and they came back and they just didn't use the money for anything. So us yuha le bahon kopa. So they brought back a monkey for him, and they eventually they used the money for that. She stumbled, but the monkey then ran away. So al lacharsa, and now didn't run away, but it went into some like a hole somewhere. So charfu basre, when they went to like dig it out, ashkachua dirvia amargalisa, they found that it was sitting on top of pearls. Isinun le kuho, and so they brought the pearls to Rav Gamda. So again, in the story where Tam Chacham gave money to sailors and they ended up making him rich. Okay. Amar le bas kesa le Yeshua ben Chananya. The daughter of the Caesar, of the Caesar, said to Rishon ben Chananya, Torah mifora b'chli mechawar. The Torah is so beautiful, but it's in an ugly kli, in an ugly vessel. Basically meaning that he's ugly. So how can the Torah be inside of him? So Amar La, so he said back, Limdi mi beis avuch. The answer you can get from your father's house. Bameh manichin yayin. What do you place wine in? So Amar Lei b'mani de pachara, in vessels that are made out of earth. So he said to her, Kule alma b'pachara v'asun b'mani de pachara. Everybody uses vessels from the ground, the earthenware, and you also use them. I mean, that's what everyone else uses, but you're like yachashuv. So asun achiton b'mani de kasba b'dava. You should instead of put your wine in gold or silver, Caleb. So Azis for Ramas Chamer B'Mane the Kasper V'Dava. So she went and she did that. This time, what happened? It's spoiled, right? Because that's not made to do. It's not the right way to say to house wine. So Amar La. So he said to back Afar Raisa Cain. So the Torah is also the same, meaning it's better to be in me, who's not as good looking, than to be in the gold and silver. Va'ika Shpir Nugumirin. But she said to him, but there are some, good-looking people who learn Torah. So Amar La, I have a sonu. If they were ugly, have a gemirin tfei. They would learn even more. Meaning the fact that they are handsome actually gets in their way of being successful in their learning. Okay, another story. Hahi de atzia lekame de Rabbi Yehuda bin Harada ladina. So there was a woman actually came from Narada and came before the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda to do some type of some court case. V'yishchayvas midina. And she was found that she had to pay. So Amar Lei, so she was unhappy, and she said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Rabbah hachi danin. Would Shmuel, your Rebbe, have, given the same answer, in the judgment? So Amar La, yadat lei. He said to her, do you know him? So Amar Lei, in. She said, yeah. So gutza Viraba Krese Ukam Viraba Shine. He was a short person, and he was kind of overweight, and he was dark complexion, which is considered to be not so handsome, and he had Rabba Shine, he had a lot of teeth, or long teeth. So Amrla, so he said to her, Livzuye Kasis, have you come to basically she said, like, yeah, I know him, that's what he looks like. She described him. So he says, like, well, you came to like make fun of him. So to have he itza b'shamta, let her be, you put her in shemad, in excommunication. Paka mesa, and she died from this experience. Okay, so the so back to our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah had said that the person who's noder takes a neder from eating cooked food. So it's mutter bebeitza tormisa, can eat an egg of tormisa. Okay, so Lamar wants to know, probably what we also want to know. My beitza tormisa, what does that mean, a tormisa egg? So it's Amar Shmuel, avda da avidla shave alpas dinare. A slave can make it, prepare this egg, and it's worth 1,000 gold dinarim. Umayla alfa zimne b'mayad chamime. And he puts in hot water 1,000 times, but alfa zimni b'may karibe, and 1,000 times in cold water, ad dimis zutra ki heche de bala yasa, until it gets very little, it shrinks down, that it can be swallowed whole. V'im is keba srich ala, but if there's something wrong in your body, if you have a sickness, it srich ala, it forms like a residue on the egg. V'kanafka v'asya, and when the person goes to the bathroom, and it comes out, it can be examined. And based on how it looks, basically, yada asfya my sama misbaile. And the doctor is going to know, what you need. Basically, it's like a way of detecting what's wrong with the body, and can tell you what kind of medicines you need, etc. V'may mitase, in which, what will heal the person. Okay, Shmuel have a barik nafshi bekucha. So Shmuel would give himself this type of check of himself with a kucha. So so the Ram points out have a barik nafshi bekucha. Hanu dumya debate so turmisa. It's the same turmita. It's similar. To check out his whole stomach, etc., to see if he had anything wrong with it. So she was so worried that she would tear her out. Basically, he did this process. But and so the Gemara continues. Right, to the point that he would, it made him so upset that the people in his house would be so upset and they would tear out their hair because of it. Okay. Tanhasam. It's okay. So we learned in Mishnah. Hayaosa be chlufsin. If a person was working with chlufsin, which are like a type of fig, lo yachal bivnos sheva. He shouldn't eat bivnos sheva. Bivnos sheva. If he's working with bivnos sheva, lo yocha bechlufsin, then he shouldn't eat the klufsin. These are two different types of figs. Okay, so Gemara says. So my klufsin. So what are klufsin? So mina de te'enetz, especially a type of fig, the avdin minhon lafte, from which a type of delicacy that people would make cooked dish with figs are made out of it. Okay, hahu gavra de yave avda lachav. Right, there was a certain person who went one time, sent his eved to his friend, lagmure alfa mine lapte, to teach him how to make literally 1,000 different types of cooked fig things. It's interesting. We always talk about Gemara's always had examples of dishes made out of cooked figs. So I'm happy to hear there are 1,000 different types. So agmure timne mea, but the friend only taught him how to make 800 varieties, because he would ask, he paid him to go and learn. The Eved to learn 1,000 ways, and the guy only taught him 800 ways. So Azmine Ladina Lakamei de Rebbe. So the guy brought the friend to the Bezdin in front of Rebbe, because he didn't follow through on everything he asked to do, because he paid for it. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Avosenu Amru Nashinu Taiva. So the Avo said, we have forgotten about, things that are very special and extra and luxurious. So anu afilu be'einenu lo reinu, but we've never even seen anything like this before. The Ran explains, the Chassid Nashisi Tova, the place says in Icha, Shabbat Uha Kvar, they'd seen it before, Elasha Achshav Shachachua, they forgot about it. Aval, Anu Lora Inu Tova, Shme Olam, Shainla Anu Yodin, Kama Mine Tam Yeshba Paris, Klomar, Devar Muflahu, Shakol Kach Limdu. He probably seems like, wow, this is like amazing. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. Fine. So another story. Rebbe Avad Lei Hilula Rebbe Shimon. Right, so Rebbe made a wedding for his son Rebbe Shimon. Kasav Abes Ganana. So Bar Kaparo, I guess, who wasn't invited, so he wrote something on the wall in the wedding. Esrin V'arba Alfin Riboin Dinarin Nafku Abes Ganana Dain. So he said 240 million dinarim were spent on this wedding hall. V'lo azmine l'bar kaparah, and he didn't even invite me, bar kaparah. So Amalei, so kaparah said to him, im la'ovrei ritzono kach, if this is the type of, wealth and extravagance that Hashem gave to those who violate what he wants, la'osir ritzono achas kam kam, so for those who actually do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, imagine what he's going to give them. And presumably being like, and you would have invited me, which would have been Ritzon Hashem. So Azmanis Rebbe then invited him. So Amar, he said, La'osir Ritzon Ba'alam Azekach, if this is what you get for doing Hashem's Ritzon in this world, La'alam Ba'al, Alachas Kamas, imagine if you did it, what Hashem's will is, Ba'alam.
Okay, so we'll stop here. And Bezer Hashem, next week, we'll continue with Daf Nun Aleph.